When US President Barack Obama spoke of a world free of nuclear weapons last month, he won wholehearted support from the man regarded as the only living survivor of history's two atomic attacks. Stomu Yamaguchi was recently recognised by Japanese authorities as being within 3 kilometres of ground zero when the bombs went off at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Now 93 and increasingly frail, Mr. Yamaguchi, a native of Nagasaki in southwest Japan, wants his story to be a reminder of the horror of nuclear weapons. Our North Asia correspondent Mark Willisey visited Mr. Yamaguchi and filed this report for AM.
Every morning, Stomu Yamaguchi gives thanks before the Lord Buddha for his miraculous life. More than anyone, he appreciates the Buddhist principles of suffering and rebirth.
I thought the sun had fallen from the sky. There was a tremendous sound and a flash of light above me. I had no idea what it was.
What it was the world's first atomic bomb attack. Stomu Yamaguchi was preparing to leave Hiroshima on the morning of the 6th of August 1945. The Nagasaki native had been there for months, designing oil tankers for his employer Mitsubishi. When the US B-29 bomber, the Enola Gay, dropped the bomb, the 29-year-old Mr. Yamaguchi was within 3 kilometres of ground zero.
My hair was burned, my face was burned, and so too was my upper body. Only my legs would move. I managed to get to the main train station. The next day, I made it home to Nagasaki.
There, Stomu Yamaguchi's burns were treated, and swathed in bandages, he hauled himself into work and reported to his supervisor.
I was telling my company supervisor in Nagasaki that one bomb had destroyed all of Hiroshima. He told me I was crazy. Just as he said that, the bomb fell on Nagasaki.
The blast gravely injured his supervisor, but once again, Stomu Yamaguchi escaped with his life, returning to his wife and six-month-old son. Like thousands of others, he was recognised as a survivor of Hiroshima, but authorities did not accept his claim of having lived through the Nagasaki bomb, saying he was already entitled to full health and welfare benefits. But almost 64 years after the bombs, and after a recent media furore, the Nagasaki City Council caved in. For Stomu Yamaguchi's family, this recognition has nearly come too late. His daughter, Toshiko Yamazaki, says her father has not got long to live.
He has cancer, which is spreading throughout his body. He's so old, so we've been told it's better for him not to have surgery. Also, my father has told me he just wants to die naturally.
But before he dies, Stomu Yamaguchi wants the world to hear his message about nuclear weapons, even though that involves dredging up painful memories.
Japan can't rid the world of nuclear weapons by itself. The whole world needs to hold hands and prevent this type of war. Mr. Obama is now the US president, and I listened to his speech. Maybe there is hope.
Stomu Yamaguchi is certainly someone who knows about hope. And when it comes to nuclear disarmament, he's never given up praying for another miracle. This is Mark Willisey in Nagasaki for AM.